Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. These are extraordinary times, and this is one of the most urgent episodes that I've ever recorded. Hillary Clinton now declaring that if the Democrats do not win the midterm elections, they will unleash mass violence across America. This is in Hillary's own words, who says that Democrats cannot be civil unless they get their way. This is extraordinary. This is essentially a declaration of domestic terrorism, and it's an admission that Democrats, from here forward, absolutely refuse to accept the outcome of any election that they don't win. And to hear this coming out of the mouth of a woman who stood there and condemned Donald Trump during the 2016 debates for not saying up front that he would accept the outcome of the election if he lost, and now she's saying that she refuses, and in fact, all Democrats refuse to accept the outcome of any election that they don't win. I mean, it's extraordinary. But it's also very clear now that civil war is unavoidable at this point, because the left is going to bring it to us. The left is going to commit violence. The left is, well, committed to violence. The left is absolutely determined to overthrow, overrun, cheat, commit massive fraud, do anything that is necessary. I mean, look at Google and the tech giants right now. They are stealing this election, the upcoming midterm election. They're committing mass election fraud by, of course, selectively banning conservative voices in order to stop open debate and the free exchange of ideas in the marketplace of the internet, you know, the marketplace of ideas. They are doing everything they can to shut down this election for conservatives and deliver the election to Democrats. And this kind of fraud and election meddling is going on all across the country in many different ways, especially involving the media. The left-wing media came out is 92% negative news on President Trump. Even when there's positive news to report, they refuse to report it. So you've got the media and the tech giants all conspiring against America, against freedom of speech, against truth and transparency in public information. And then you've got Democrat leaders like Hillary Clinton coming along and saying that they are committed to violence. And by the way, InfoWars has reported now that Hillary Clinton will be the nominee for president for the Democrats, for the DNC, that she is the presumptive nominee right now, unless something dramatic changes. And Hillary and Bill Clinton are, of course, launching a nationwide arena tour. I guess they think they're rock stars or something. It's going to be hilarious when they can't fill the seats, by the way. But they're launching a nationwide tour to try to engage in public relations ahead of the 2020 elections. Hillary Clinton is still so bitter about losing the 2016 election that she will do anything to win, including compromising the future of this nation, including siding with domestic terrorism, including calling for violence if they don't win the 2018 midterm elections. Hillary Clinton is desperate to become president. She needs to be behind bars, by the way. President Trump should lock her up, as the saying goes. And if that doesn't happen, there is a real danger that she could become the presidential candidate for the Democrats once again. And of course, Democrats themselves are cringing at this possibility, because now they're on the record saying that white women are the enemy of America and that white women are bad. You know, they attack Susan Collins, Senator Collins, for being a white woman who voted for Brett Kavanaugh. But somehow Hillary Clinton is okay as a white woman, even though her husband allegedly raped and sexually assaulted at least half a dozen women. And Hillary Clinton helped cover that up. You know? So I guess the Me Too movement doesn't count when your last name is Clinton. But she's going to try to run for president, and she's committed to violence if they don't win the 2018 midterms. So that's the topic of today's show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with much more on Counterthink.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
What is truly extraordinary, and welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams here, is how certain the Democrats are now that they are committed to violence if they don't win the midterm elections. This is extraordinary. For this reason alone, President Trump should probably delay the elections and call them off, or delay them for some period of time, because the Democrats are saying they will not honor the outcome of the election unless they win it. If they don't take the House, they're going to resort to mass violence, and this is confirmed by Hillary Clinton herself, who says, quote, "You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for." That's her quote in a televised interview. In other words, she's saying that if America doesn't bow down to the demands of the Democrats on all of their twisted, warped ideology, then the Democrats can carry out mass violence against conservatives and against America. And they're doing that. Look at what happened just the other day in Portland, Oregon, where that radical left-wing group of protesters who were not stopped by police, because the mayor of Portland and the chief of police, they are snowflake, crybully, spineless, pathetic. They're not even leaders. What do you call them? They're leftists, right? And they won't stop the violence. And this violent mob mobs cars and rushes up to them and starts screaming racial hatred, verbal assaults at this elderly white driver of a car. And then they try to trap his car. And when he tried to get away, they bashed his windows. They smashed his car. And then the Portland police are trying to charge him with daring to escape. I mean, this is what it has come to in left-wing cities like Portland, Oregon. I mean, I know I'm not the only American who believes that guy had every right to hit the gas and drive his car out of that lunatic, violent mob, even if he thumps over a couple of them on the way out of there. You have a right to defend yourself. You do not have to sit there and be pummeled and assaulted and dragged out of your car and beaten by a violent, angry, left-wing lunatic mob just because you live in a left-wing lunatic city like Portland, Oregon. You have the right to defend yourself. And the people of Portland, the rational people, they're up in arms over this. Like, what's going on here? How are these left-wing groups overrunning our cities and running traffic and engaging in lawless behavior while threatening citizens based on their skin color and damaging their vehicles? They could have killed that person, but they get away scot-free. No law enforcement whatsoever. No civility. But you see, this is what the Democrats promise. So it's the same Democrats who in the media are advocating for this. CNN recently said, well, hey, these lunatic left-wing mobs have every right to harass senators in restaurants. It's free speech. Really? Well, CNN also, of course, advocated the kind of hatred and violence that led to these radical left-wing people like the one who shot up that GOP baseball game that almost killed Representative Steve Scalise, and Senator Rand Paul was there and escaped death. But he was attacked later by another radical left-wing lunatic who cracked one of his ribs. And Rand Paul now comes out and says he's very concerned that there are going to be assassinations of GOP senators. And he's right. And actually, he echoes what I warned about, you know, a week or two earlier, saying that, yes, there are left-wing kill teams being organized, and they're doxing senators so that the addresses, the home addresses of GOP senators, go into the hands of the kill teams, so the kill teams can know where to commit mass murder. They want to murder senators and murder their family members in the middle of the night. And this is all part of the left-wing escalation of violence that is now openly endorsed by Hillary Clinton, who belongs in prison, by the way, for committing a whole list of felony crimes, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, probably funding multiple murders. You know, she and her husband they've been on top, at the top of an organization that has murdered dozens of people over the years, all the way going back to the 1990s in Arkansas. I mean, These people are dangerous criminal mafia mob bosses, and somehow they stay out of prison. They never get prosecuted because James Comey at the FBI, also, of course, a treasonous traitor of America who belongs behind bars. He exonerated Hillary Clinton, even though she violated all these laws, even though she destroyed evidence, she obstructed justice. I mean, you talk about a felony criminal conspiracy. It's James Comey, it's Hillary Clinton, it's Robert Mueller, you know, it's Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, the whole lot of them. Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama. And I could go on. And yet, these people, when they lose the election, what do? They commit massive felony crimes to try to overrule the president of the United States, President Trump. They try to overthrow democracy. But of course, if they had won the election, they would have said, well, the people have spoken. We're the legitimate president. You must honor the White House under Hillary Clinton. That's what they would say. But when Trump wins, they say, oh, it's an illegitimate presidency. We have to overthrow the White House and nullify President Trump and even interfere with his electoral college votes and everything. You notice, too, when Kavanaugh got confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, what did the liberals say? Oh, well, now the Supreme Court is illegitimate, they say, because Kavanaugh's on there and it's a majority of conservatives. So now the Supreme Court's illegitimate, they say. You see, everything that they don't control, they denounce as illegitimate because fundamentally they do not believe in this constitutional republic. They do not believe in democracy, and they do not honor any rules. They do not honor any rules of Supreme Court confirmations. They don't honor Senate rules. They don't honor election rules. They don't honor, you know, voter restrictions. They just commit massive voter fraud. They don't honor even citizenship. They just want a massive illegals to walk into the country and be handed IDs so they can go vote for more Democrats. Democrats are cheaters. They're liars. And they're terrorists now. And notice carefully that there is not a single Democratic leader, not in the House, not in the Senate, nowhere, who has denounced the left-wing violence carried out by Antifa and some of these other radical left-wing groups. Not a single person has denounced the violence. And that's because they actually endorse the violence. The Democrat Party is now synonymous with domestic terrorism. Democrats are terrorists, and it's time that we treated them like the terrorists that they are. And later on in this program, here, I have a list of suggestions of things that President Trump should declare after the midterm elections in order to arrest the terrorist leaders of all of these various groups, including the leaders of Antifa nationwide, whom Michael Savage also called to be arrested. Because they are a domestic left-wing terrorism organization, and they have to be stopped or they will murder, and they will cause property damage, they will commit arson, they will bomb buildings, they will bomb cars, they will beat citizens, they will murder people, they will carry out executions, anything that they can do to gain power. And it's time to stop it. It's time to really wake up and realize that we are not in a political debate anymore. The radical left has taken this out of the realm of politics, and they are now carrying out a civil war, complete with violence. They're no longer abiding by political rules whatsoever. They're no longer going to honor elections. This is no longer a political fight. This is a civil war that we are in. And we, the real patriots and real conservatives in America, we need to wake up and realize that we are in a civil war. And we need to start acting appropriately in terms of demanding the arrest and imprisonment of those who are carrying out this violence or endorsing the violence against America. And that includes, by the way, some fake journalists out there who claim to be journalists, but they're really just traitors. And it includes many people in the Democrat Party, and it includes Antifa leaders who must also be arrested. We'll discuss these topics and much more when we return. Mike Adams here on Counterthink. Continue with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
As we continue here on Counterthink, it's crucial to understand that we are no longer in a functioning constitutional republic. Some people call it a democracy, which is not really a democracy, but if you call it that, we're no longer in a functioning democracy because the radical left has decided that they will not honor the rules of democratic elections. They will not honor the outcome unless they are the ones who win. And so the left has committed to being one of two things. Either a domestic terrorism group that terrorizes the nation and tries to destroy the nation and murder its leaders if the nation is run by conservatives. Or secondly, an authoritarian left-wing regime in power that will abuse and weaponize every branch of government to destroy political opponents to make sure that conservatives never come to power. Those are the only two options that you get now with Democrats. You either get radical left-wing terrorism or you get dangerous government authoritarianism and tyranny. Those are the only two outcomes that they will honor. Democrats have broken the social contract. The social contract of elections says that we will all agree to transition power peacefully from one party to another or one person to another by holding elections instead of just everybody shooting everybody in the streets, you know, instead of just military coups all the time. We'll hold elections and we will all agree, importantly, we will all agree to honor the outcomes of the elections, even if we don't personally like those outcomes. This is the social contract of democracy. This is how democratic societies function. But the left has declared that they will not honor that contract any longer. Thus, they have broken the contract, which means, by the way, that these midterm elections that are coming up should be, as I said, postponed or canceled because the left has already pre-declared that they will not honor the outcome of that election if they don't win. So what's the point of having the election? If you don't have both sides saying, yes, we're going to participate in democracy, we're going to have peaceful transitions of power, if you don't have that, then why have the elections at all? Because these radical left-wing people like Hillary Clinton and her terrorist followers, they are saying that if they don't win, they're going to just resort to mass terrorism and violence all across America. Well, gosh, that's kind of like blackmail, isn't it? Kind of like, you better vote Democrat or we're going to kill you. That's kind of what they're saying. That's kind of what Hillary Clinton is implying here. If you don't vote Democrat, they're going to kill you. That's kind of a, what is that? That's kind of like voting with a gun to your head. Sounds like something that Chairman Mao would do in communist China. Not something that you would find in the United States of America. That's what's extraordinary about all of this. Again, this is no longer a constitutional republic that's functioning that way. This is now a battleground of an actual civil war that's being waged by the deranged left. Now, the upshot of this is that we cannot simply focus on defeating Democrats politically. We now have to expand our effort to defend ourselves against this terrorist group, which is the Democrats. We must up our own game, and we must defeat the Democrats at every level of society. We must treat them and defeat them in the same way that we would defeat terrorists. Well, how do you defeat terrorists? Well, number one, you have to declare who the enemy is. And this is why President Trump needs to declare enemies of the state, including Antifa leaders. They need to be declared a domestic terrorism group. I'm going to go through this list here shortly. But Hillary Clinton needs to be indicted, and Barack Obama needs to be indicted and imprisoned. And the whole lot of them, you know, James Comey, Peter Strzok, the crimes that these people committed, the surveillance, the illegal surveillance of Trump campaign officials, the abuse of government power, Obama's international money laundering, the handing of military secrets to Iran, all of these crimes, a long, long list of crimes, Hillary Clinton's international bribery and corruption, taking hundreds of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, selling out America's uranium supply to foreign enemies. All of these crimes need to be prosecuted, and Trump needs to do this after the midterm elections and before the new Congress is seated in January, there needs to be a full-on effort to name the enemies of America. Naming the enemies is step one, because then you have to indict them, arrest them, prosecute them. This also must happen in America if we are to save our country. Because if the Democrats win the midterms and they take the House, they're going to impeach President Trump. Have no hesitation. They're going to impeach Trump. And that will happen in 2019 after the new Congress takes the House. Between the election and January of 2019, Trump has a unique opportunity to demand the release of documents that would fully expose the deep state operations, documents that would reveal once and for all the deep criminality of the Spygate conspiracy, the scandal, the Russian hoax, all of it. And in fact, he must do that, because once that happens, he will not be able to be impeached without a massive, massive uproar. Maybe citizens, patriots flooding the streets. I don't know. Maybe in Washington. Maybe mass citizens' arrests of the radical left-wing terrorists like Maxine Waters, who, I mean, let's face it, Maxine Waters is complicit in left-wing terrorism. And Dianne Feinstein is an unindicted criminal in the United States Senate. And Hillary Clinton belongs behind bars, and so does Barack Obama. But these people all know that if the truth comes out, they're all going to jail. Thus, they have nothing to lose, and they're willing to break the rules, to lie, to cheat, to commit fraud. They're willing to carry out violence, to endorse violence. They're willing to destroy America to save their own skin. And they have plans underway right now to accomplish exactly that. They're willing to destroy this country to save themselves. And that's exactly why we must not let those people ever come to power. They must be prevented from ever gaining power in this country ever again. And if we play our cards right, and if President Trump takes the appropriate action, the Democrat Party will be discredited for generations. The Democrat Party will probably have to be abolished, because it will become synonymous with fraud and terrorism, which is what it is. It's just fraud and terrorism. That's what Democrats are today. And again, we must identify the enemies of America. We must treat them as the enemies of America, and we must defeat them in the way that we would defeat terrorist enemies or foreign invaders or foreign enemies of America. We must treat these domestic enemies the way we would treat foreign enemies. We must eliminate their negative influence, their fraud, their crimes from our society. We must eliminate their influence from our society and hold them accountable for the crimes they have already committed against our nation. So when we come back here on Counterthink, I've got a list of actions that I think President Trump needs to take. And if he takes these actions, we may yet save our nation from destruction. Stay with me. We'll be right back with more.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
President Trump, in my view, needs to take some very important, critical actions to protect America from the civil war that now seems inevitable because of the left's commitment to violence and their complete abandonment of the rule of law. So here are some things, in my view, that President Trump should consider and should do. Number one, and this was also, by the way, recommended by Michael Savage, the radio host, and I completely support his recommendation. I had planned to make the same recommendation myself. Declare Antifa to be a terrorist organization, and its leaders must be arrested nationwide. They must be identified and, of course, tracked by federal authorities, and they must be arrested and charged with acts of domestic terrorism in which they have engaged. And this needs to be done nationwide. Antifa is a threat to America. It is a threat to our peaceful process of democracy. It's a threat to elections. Antifa groups need to be removed from society through law enforcement efforts. So that's number one. The same thing with communist groups, such as, I think it's called the Red Guards in Austin. There are a number of communist groups that march around espousing communism, talking about how much they want to overthrow the United States government. And in Texas, they carry AK-47s in the open, which is legal to do. But when you're a group of communists carrying commie rifles and talking about overthrowing the nation, those are acts of sedition. They should be arrested. And it's time to arrest these left-wing communists who march around trying to intimidate people and trying to have the nation overthrown and the president murdered and all the things that they advocate. It's time to stop them. Police departments nationwide must be ordered by the Department of Justice, which of course will require replacing Sessions, who has been a useless... Do you call him a traitor? Is he a traitor to America? I don't know. He's absolutely useless as the head of the DOJ. But you replace Sessions, you get somebody in there who really is interested in enforcing the law, and then you have them order police departments nationwide to start arresting violent protesters. So instead of having these violent left-wing lunatics in places like Portland just run the city, they're just running the city, attacking cars, directing traffic, ordering people around. The police are nowhere in sight, and police are told to stand down by these left-wing liberal mayors. It's incredible. They tell the police to stand down. No more of that. Nationwide, the police need to be told, go after them. You arrest those people. You engage those people. You don't back down from left-wing terrorists. And to every cop watching this, we support the men and women in blue, and we know that the rules of engagement that you have been allowed to invoke by your police chief or mayor, they've been very restrictive and very limited, and those rules have put your lives in danger. And we, the people, have had enough of that. No more cops backing down from these radical left-wing terrorist groups. Time for cops to defend themselves and have rules of engagement that allow them to deploy their weapons in self-defense when violence is used against them, violence that can threaten their lives. You know, if a crowd is hurling Molotov cocktails, cops should have the right to shoot them, because Molotov cocktails are deadly area effect weapons. That's an assault with a deadly weapon. Does a cop have the right to shoot a protester who's throwing Molotov cocktails at them? Of course they do. They should, but cops are told to stand down. Oh, don't mess with people. don't do your job. Don't enforce civility. Just back away. Surrender, I guess. That's nonsense. We've had enough of that. It's time to order cops all across the country to do their jobs, to maintain order and civility in our cities, and to arrest these protesters that are violent. Or if these protesters are assaulting police officers, give the officers the right to shoot back. Because that's exactly what the protesters deserve. If you assault a police officer with a deadly weapon, you should expect to get shot, and you deserve to get shot. And that message needs to go out nationwide. And again, I'm talking about police here. I'm not talking about private citizens, although similar rules of engagement would apply in terms of self-defense. Anyone who is attacked with a deadly weapon has a presumptive right to defend their lives, their life, and defend their body against harm, serious injury, or death. Everybody has that right. It's a divine right. It's a God-given right. The right of self-defense. Cops should have the same right. I don't know why cops have to go there, go to a city and basically be suicide targets for these left-wing radical protesters. It's time to stop these protesters. Okay, next thing. President Trump, this is my opinion. It'll probably never happen. But in my opinion, President Trump needs to arrest the mayors of sanctuary cities and arrest the governors of sanctuary states. Governor Jerry Brown of California should be arrested for his active conspiracy to interfere with the arrest of criminal felons in the state of California who are also illegal aliens. And these criminals are carrying out violence These criminals are carrying out acts of murder, of rape, many, many violent things against the citizens of California. And it's mayors, like the mayor of, I think, Oakland, it was, and Jerry Brown of California, provide unlimited protection for these illegal aliens simply because they are not U.S. citizens. So they get immunity from all of these crimes, while the taxpaying citizens of California get raped, shot, and mugged by these illegal aliens, and nothing happens to the illegals. Jerry Brown needs to be arrested. He is a threat to national security. He needs to be arrested and charged with all applicable federal laws because he has compromised the border of the entire United States of America by refusing to enforce his border and, in fact, offering protection for the violent criminals that are threatening American citizens who are also California citizens. Jerry Brown must be stopped, and any mayor of any sanctuary city needs to be arrested, put in handcuffs, marched in front of the cameras, and charged with their role in aiding and abetting criminal felons. I mean, come on. If anybody else in America took in a criminal felon and shielded them from police, that would be a felony crime. To aid and abet a felon is a crime. Well, Jerry Brown's doing it. Well, so are the mayors of these other California cities. They're doing it every day. They should be arrested too, because they are just as guilty as a citizen aiding and abetting a felon. All right, here's another one. In my opinion, as the Civil War continues to escalate and the violence of the left becomes even worse, I think the president should consider deputizing in a limited way concealed carry permit holders nationwide to defend their communities against violent left-wing terrorists. Now, it doesn't mean that concealed carry holders would automatically become cops or sheriff's deputies, but rather to give them permission to halt violence by engaging violent attackers and violent left-wing Antifa members. They need to be engaged by concealed carry holders in a way that concealed carry holders are immune to civil prosecution from those individuals that they happen to engage. So in other words, if Antifa mobsters are coming at you with spiked baseball bats and you shoot them with your pistol and you're a concealed carry holder, you should be immune to any civil lawsuits from that individual or the families of those individuals that you shoot in your self-defense, because you can be dragged into a civil court case. We need to have immunity from that so that concealed carry holders nationwide can have a kind of be deputized in a sense, so that they can engage in the self-defense of their communities and even helping to defend the men and women in blue who are also assaulted by these radical left-wing terrorists who are waging a civil war. So we need the right to defend ourselves and defend our communities. President Trump can issue orders, and with the DOJ can help accomplish that. So there's more. We'll be back after this break. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
To discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on Infowars.com.
All right, this is our final segment here on Counterthink. I don't have time to go through all of the tactical analysis of what's going to happen, but I'm going to summarize this segment by saying you'd better take seriously and getting ready for what's about to go down, because when the day comes that the left is totally unleashed, what I call their activation day, where they all go berserk and they just start their mass killings and attempted assassinations and bombings and everything all on the same day. And I don't know what day that is, but maybe they do. You're not going to be able to prepare anymore. You're going to have to deal with the situation based on what you have ready at that time. And that could be a very limited supply. You know, whatever you have for self-defense, you know, guns and ammo for self-defense, for example, food, you know, water filters, nutrition, emergency medicine, radio communications, all of these issues you need to think about ahead of time. You need to really be prepared. And because it's not hard to imagine that, you know, part of the escalation that could happen here is as the Civil War takes off, Trump will very likely, in response to the massive violence, declare a kind of martial law. And he'll invoke National Guard troops to try to maintain civility. And he may deploy military troops on the border to help protect America from a foreign invasion during a time of civil unrest. So, I mean, those are very likely possibilities. But during this time, once the terror cells and the regions of the terrorists are fully identified, i.e., certain cities or sections of cities in California, it's not difficult to see that the pro-America forces, i.e., you know, National Guard troops and perhaps law enforcement, federal law enforcement, perhaps Oath Keepers groups working in conjunction with law enforcement, would start cutting water, power, and other essential services to these areas of the cities. Because if you, I mean, what does the FBI do if you walk into a hostage situation? You know, they have, let's say, a building where there's a bunch of hostages and a bunch of terrorists hold up. What does the FBI do? Well, they cut the power, they cut the water, they cut the communications, and then they kind of lay siege to that building, you know, until the bad guys give up. Well, if there's a civil war in America, the same kind of tactic could be done on a much larger scale to entire sections of cities. You know, how do you defeat, let's say, a city in California that's a hub of radical left-wing terrorism that's trying to invade America or even welcome in a landing Chinese communist troops in the Los Angeles port, for example, or let in La Raza troops through the border? I mean, California could be a beachhead for the invasion of America. That's no joke. So how do you defeat that? Well, if you're pro-America forces, you cut off the electricity, you cut off the communications, you cut off the food supply, you cut off the highways and transportation, you cut it all off. You isolate those cities. Now, if you happen to be stuck in one of those cities when that's happening, even if you're a patriot, you're going to suffer a lot of consequences because you're going to have to deal with local chaos, but you don't have, you know, outside world help. You can't just order something and get it delivered by UPS, you know, extra ammunition, for example. You got to work with what you have. And so this can happen. This is a fairly likely scenario if the midterms are not won by the Democrats, if the conservatives hold the House and the Senate, the Democrats are going to go insane and they're going to unleash civil war. And that civil war will very quickly escalate, I believe, into scenarios like the one that I'm describing here. And don't forget, it was almost a year ago, maybe 10 months, that I was told that there would be former military contractors deployed in U.S. cities across America because the cities were going to be quarantined under a kind of martial law. That's what I was told. And I reported that in my podcast, you know, again, maybe it's 10 months ago or whatever it is, 8 months, 10 months, I don't recall exactly, but I reported that. And now we know the situation that will cause that to happen. And that is the left deciding that they will not honor the outcomes of elections they don't win. They will not honor the social contract of our constitutional republic. They will not abide by any laws or any due process. They will, and they're showing it now, like in Portland, they will let left-wing radical terrorists just run rampant across their own cities. Portland will be overrun. Seattle will be overrun. San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, probably many other cities, maybe Chicago for that matter, or I don't know, a lot of cities could be overrun. And these liberal mayors and governors will allow it to happen, and they will order their own police to stand down, and they will let mass chaos run rampant across their cities. And you, if you're stuck in one of those cities, you're going to have to deal with that. You're not going to be able to call 911 because the police have been ordered to stand down. You're going to have to hole up and wait for the cavalry to arrive, you know, the National Guard troops, or perhaps the U.S. military, or perhaps Oath Keepers rescue squads. I don't know. You're going to have to survive. And you might have to fight off radical left-wing terrorists right there in your own neighborhood. So you better take this seriously, folks. I know a lot of people, they watch these shows and they think this is just a form of entertainment, you know, and they hear this stuff and they think, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's fascinating to consider that. No, I'm not up here doing this, you know, I do this volunteer, right? I mean, I don't get paid to do this. I do this because everything is at stake, because America is at stake. I do this to warn you about what's coming because I want you to make it. I want you to survive. I want you to be ready. You better get ready. You better take action. You better double check your supply list. Double check, you know, the readiness of all your gear, especially your self-defense gear. Double check your sights. You have night sights? A lot of these actions will take place at night or low light situations. Do you have night sights? What's that? There's a good set of sights that I've been using recently. It's called True Glow. I think it TFX Pro. Anyway, True Glow, TRUGLO. True Glow. They have both tritium and they have light pipes in them for pistol sights, and they are fantastic. They're great in low light shooting. Check them out. True Glow is the company name. It's not a paid sponsor or anything. It's just what I'm using right now. I discovered those sights and I'm putting them on all my pistols. You know, are you ready for low light situations? Do you have a PVS 14? You know, can you see in darkness? Because it, you know, a lot of these actions are going to happen at night and the power could be cut off. I mean, it's not hard to see a situation where the pro America patriot groups are shutting off power at substations to lay siege to a particular area that's heavily infested with left-wing terrorists or even, you know, foreign troops working in conjunction with left-wing terrorists. You could have radical Chinese communist military troops working in conjunction with Antifa. They have the same mission, the destruction of America. And so the president, by the way, needs to declare when the time is appropriate, when the conditions are right, the president needs to declare that we are in a state of war and needs to declare that citizens and law enforcement and former military, active duty military, that everybody who is an American needs to defend the nation against invaders, both foreign and domestic. And if the president were to declare that, it would unleash so much patriotic defensive action to protect this nation against being overrun. It would save the country, I believe. But the president needs to declare that when the time is right. The citizens are going to be, I think, they're going to kind of hold back until they're sort of given permission, you know, the ethical, moral permission by the leader, the commander in chief. And once that permission is granted, the citizens are going to, they're going to go door to door and root out the Antifa terrorists themselves, frankly. I can see that happening nationwide as well. But the president's got to give the permission. The president's got to have the backbone to save this country from the infiltrators and the America traitors, those carrying out sedition, those who are trying to destroy this country from within. They have to be stopped. So take all of this seriously, folks. This is no joke. You better be ready because your nation is at stake. Your life is probably going to be at stake, and the future of our country is, of course, at stake. You need to be ready for what's coming. Hillary Clinton has promised you, she has now promised you that if they lose the election, they're going to resort to violence and terrorism. That's a commitment from a woman who has probably overseen the mass murder of dozens of people who had information about the Clintons. By the way, that's my analysis of it. What an evil criminal. She needs to be behind bars. So we'll see what happens. But until then, keep watching, keep reading Infowars.com, keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, check out real.video for up-to-date daily videos from many, many channels, thousands of different channels. My website's counterthink.com, watch Real News with David Knight, watch The War Room with Owen Schroyer, watch the tweets of Paul Joseph Watson, just stay informed. Thanks for watching. Mike Adams, take care.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.